words written all over your face. Got to get out, got to get out, got to get out of this place. Yeah, I've been in white socks and a wrinkled laser. Guilty of making one or two many mistakes. And I know now every night.
That's the song I Should Know Better from the album Blue Part by the Boston-based musician Aubrey Haddard. Haddard is one of the emerging musicians who've caught the ear of Amelia Mason, who covers music for WBUR's The Artery. Amelia joins us now to talk about Blue Part and others that have made her list of the top local albums of the year. Amelia, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I have to say, first time I've heard it, and I like what Aubrey Haddard is doing there on Blue Part.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
So tell us more about her.
Sure. She's in her mid-20s. She's originally from New York State, but like a lot of musicians who get their start in Boston, she came here for music school, specifically Berklee College of Music. And she really has serious technical chops, especially when it comes to singing. She's got a very powerful, emotive voice and obviously a lot of control over it. And I think you can hear some jazz influence in her music, too.
I should know better than a sorry love letters to someone who to someone who to someone who to someone.
You know, I feel like I'm hearing a little Joni Mitchell in there almost.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I actually had compared her more to other sort of neo-R&B and soul artists now, but certainly her songwriting's really excellent, like Joni's. Actually, she reminds me a lot of another conservatory-trained band who got their start here in Boston, Lake Street Dive. But the thing that makes Haddard's debut solo album really special, I think, is that she's just a very good songwriter. She writes really interesting melodies, and she can really turn a phrase. She's definitely a rising star here in Boston.
But conservatory-trained musicians aren't the only ones on your year-end list. I know you say that the underground scene in Boston also yielded some of your favorites this year.
Definitely. One of my favorites was this album Born on the Stairs by Pink Navel, who's a rapper and producer from Pembroke. Here's a little taste of that.
I'm Pink Navel, feeling depleted. Who is calling me at this hour? I feel towered by irreverence. Instead of this, me chilled coward. Coward, huh. Powerful is pronoun he, but that is not with DB.
It probably wouldn't surprise you to learn that this music isn't really typical of Boston hip-hop or really hip-hop in general. Pink Navel makes these really quirky, kind of off-kilter beats, raps in this really singular way, halting, kind of syncopated stream of consciousness. Boston has a really vibrant underground experimental scene, and Pink Navel's been embraced by that world, even though it hasn't typically included hip-hop. Which is cool because I don't think there's really anyone else who sounds like Pink Navel. It's extremely original music, and we should be proud that it's homegrown.
It really catches your ear.
Yeah, I mean, it's really unexpected, I think. We hear hip-hop and we think it's going to be danceable, which is great, and that's one thing that's nice about it, but this is too bizarre for that.
I know you made some discoveries this year. Why don't you tell us about those?
Yeah, I stumbled upon this really lovely EP called Whoever Gets You in the End by an artist called Tuft, who I'd never heard of before. Here's a track called Rachel. I just love the melody in this song. The whole EP is like this, just these gorgeous melodies, these spare arrangements, and these intimate lyrics that are sometimes a little bit scathing at the same time. I listen to this EP a lot. I think it's really beautiful.
She's got a really interesting voice, too.
Yeah, it's very breathy and ethereal.
How did you come across this artist?
Yeah, I actually found Tuft when I was listening to this 2018 compilation album put together by the Boston indie rock band Future Teens. For the last few years, this band has asked a bunch of other bands, most of them local, to contribute to their annual holiday album, which they called Something Merry, and they donate the proceeds to different charities. But this year, instead of covering Christmas songs, they decided to cover the entirety of Canadian pop singer Carly Rae Jepsen's 2015 album, Emotion. And here's one of my favorites off of the compilation by The Ox. A lot of people probably only know Jepsen from her hit song Call Me Maybe, but even if you're not a fan, which I do happen to be, I think this compilation is totally worth checking out. The songs are super catchy, and it's really fun to hear bands reinterpret them in interesting ways.
So, you know what I learned from our conversation, Amelia?
What did you learn, Bob?
That I gotta hang out with you when you're out there sampling different new music and bands.
Good, you should. Although it's a lot of me sitting at a computer, but you're welcome to sit next to me.
You can read more about Amelia Mason's favorite Boston albums on our website, wbur.org. Amelia, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.